This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, August 13. Tension in the camp. Our reading comes from Acts chapter 6. In those days, when the number of disciples was increasing, the Hellenistic Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, "It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the Word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers and sisters, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them, and we'll give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the Word." This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas from Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. We don't often enjoy tension, whether it's in an organization, a business, a family, a friendship, or even a church. Tension can really mess with things. But what if we can refocus the tension and see if it creates a new opportunity? Things were getting a bit tense in the fast-growing group of Jesus followers. Feelings were hurt, some people were left out, and some of them began to complain. Another word for this is grumbling. If you've heard the story of God's people wandering in the desert after being freed from Egypt, you know that it didn't take long for them to start grumbling. What unfolds in this moment in Acts is an opportunity to decentralize the responsibilities of serving. The community has grown so large that it's time to appoint leaders who can help take care of some needs that aren't being met. When we take time to sit in the tension, we're able to see new opportunities. It's easy to grumble. It's also easy to find some people to grumble with. But if we step back and look at things from another angle, we might see an opportunity to start something beautiful. Too often in my life, I have let the grumbling get in the way of what God may want to teach or reveal to me. How can we reframe what we are going through? What new thing might arise from the tension? Pray with me. God, please help us break free from complaining, and let us see what new things you are trying to teach us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.